cultures. And
other cultures all over the world have used.
Exactly.
And that's what connects us all, because, you know, all our ancestors have looked into those constellations and skies and used them as navigation.
Yeah, and I the other part is, for me, exactly, the ancestors, but also knowing that there's other people, loved ones, looking up at the same, you know, looking up at the sky. I use the moon because it's sort of like the moon is everywhere no matter what, you know. But also, the other thing that reminded me of is that whenever I look up at the sky, it's got a very humbling experience. It's very humbling in one way, but it's also at the same time very empowering. So that's an interesting combination. And I think feeling empowered yet also humbled within the beauty of this vastness is a great sort of, those are great posts for navigating a life in a way that's very balanced. And yeah, so that, thank you for that, because I it wasn't something that I had reflected initially in this topic, and this is what I love about all the different people participating.
Yeah. It goes into the realms of quantum physics, because, you know, when we're, our sight is so magical. You know, it's like instantaneous. Like, we can see millions of miles in fractions of seconds.
That's the thing, right?
And
that's the thing.
And if we could go even faster than sight, according to quantum physics, we should be able to see into the past and future.
Right, that we're breaking those false barriers.
Because somehow, you know, what we're always seeing is past.
Right, and that's a bit of a mind.
It's crazy.
It's a mind twister.
Crazy. Yeah. So it's pretty awesome. So yeah, it's just a pretty awesome talk. And thank you so much for bringing some of your words and perspectives, and
thank
it
you.
Just always creates an awesome collaboration of information, and it's just special. So I thank you for joining us live.
Always
coming
a pleasure.
In and, and sharing what your perspectives on our subjects are, and it's just awesome and amazing. And we're going to have to continue on with our program.
Yes, let's continue on. More juicy topic.
Yes, for
talk
sure.
Talk on this topic.
Yeah, so we'll take a short break and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, hold up. Oh my God, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back. And you're listening to Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And so we have our next guest coming up, which is Shkwait Shakhlach. And he has his pick of the week, which is from Glenn Campbell. And the song is called Gentle on My Mind. So we're going to listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. And we'll be right back.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaking from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
That was Glenn Campbell, Gentle on My Mind. And that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shakhlakh. For people out there that don't know, he's my brother. He's from Gweishkana, BC. He's an extreme survivalist. He survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big floods of a few years ago. So he's struggled and turmoil through all those afflictions and survived, and he's a great inspiration, a big hero of myself and many other peoples all over the world. And we welcome Shkwait Shakhlakh. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing pretty good. Just shivering because it cooled off up here again.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because of that, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty awesome. I really loved that song from Glenn Campbell, Gentle on My Mind. It sure brought me back to the old times, I guess. And it was very new music to us when we first heard it, because we used to listen to like stuff from 40s and 50s. So it was all new age hippie music when we started listening to it. Yeah, so great lyrics, strong. And so our subject today is on navigation. And we'd love to hear words from you on navigation.
I think of navigation, you know, we think when we first are setting our goal, you know, that's what navigation is setting your where you want to be. And it's like, you know, we put in our ask a GPS for our route.
Mm.
That's how it is in life, because, you know, we put, you know, we most times we're high in the sky thinking we're going to get there like as the crow flies, you know, direct.
Yeah.
But in actuality, you know, we're going down the highway and all of a sudden there's an accident. We got to reroute.
Mm.
You know, that's like our learning process.
Mm.
You know, helping us get to our goal. Oh, okay, I got to learn something different, so I got to go that direction. You know, and that's what I think of navigation, because, you know, the goal I had in life was to be the best teacher and the person of knowledge that could help those around me in practice. But, you know, I got smitten with all these ailments, so I'm back to theory, you know. All I can do now is talk, chirp, 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 you know. And, you know, and I'm still working my way around to try to get it back to practical, you know, so it's not just theory anymore. Because right now, you know, being house-ridden, you know, I can't go out there and do it in practical anymore, practice. You know, people following what you do, not what you say. Yeah, so, you know, I'm working on getting back to being practical. And I'm changing my diet and all that to help me get better faster. You know, that's one of the detours I had to go from obese to healthy so I can recover quicker. You know, so we all have to set a goal and, you know, be willing to change course to get to it.
Yeah, that's very, very deep, and it really presents to us the importance of setting coordinates and being able to navigate through the difficult times and survive and carry on. And I really enjoy that analogy that you put, like, you know, we run into accidents and things that get in our ways of our coordinates and goals, and then we have to re-coordinate and set our paths around these obstructions and afflictions. And it's so fitting, especially coming from you, for what you've had to endure and come through. It's always amazing, so full of wisdom, and it gives us knowledge in what you had to do in your own life to come through those afflictions and traumas that you've survived. It's so special, so awesome. I really love your music that you pick. It's so invigorating, and some of the lyrics are so strong. It just reconnects me to the roots that we grew up through and gone through and have to look towards. It's kind of sets my navigational path through the rest of my week, and I really enjoy and thank you for joining us and bringing that spark to our lives, to my life, and to all our listeners.
I thank you guys for having me on. I thank you there at the station and all the listeners around that are hearing this. I thank you for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And we wish you a great week and weekend and a speedy recovery in all your health issues and everything else in your life.
Okay.
So we're going to have to say bye for now and looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Okay. Bye for now.
Yeah, bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shakhlak from Gwaishkana, BC, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired, because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands. Even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program. Coming up next, we're going to have Lady Faima, and she's the production manager at Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and we're going to play her a song from Luca Stricknagnoli and his song Hysteria, and it's on triple neck guitar. And so we're going to listen to that, and we'll get to Lady Faima. Enjoy, everyone. We're back, and we're going to attempt to contact Lady Faima, and we're going to get her on the line. All right, we're live. We're live right now. thank you for joining us, Lady Faima. We just played you a song from a triple neck guitar from Luca Stricknagnoli. And it was amazing. Once you hear it on the program, you're going to love it. So we have a subject today, and it's on navigation. So we would love to hear from you on your words for navigation.
Hi, dear Chief. My greeting to you and the rest of the wonderful soul that are accompanying you at the studio and the team and the respected listener across the country and outside of the country. And my very special love to the student of Simon Fraser University and all the students that they are going to university. My love to each one of you. Thank you very much. And I didn't realize that I was on air.
Surprise!
Yeah, yeah.
You were ahead of me. You always beat me, sir, Chief. And because the limitation of the timing that we have, I have fascinating, you know, fabulous news for the Free Voices, this radio station, which is very unique in the thoughts, in the action, in the harmony, in the loving, and with a lot of talents that each one of you bring to the humanity is marvelous, is encouraging me, is very rewarding in my path as a servant of mankind, as a student of mankind, is very powerful and empowering my tools to be sharpened up and to be motivated by each one of you. And basically my exciting and fabulous news is Dr. Payam Akhavan, international lawyers of the United Nations. I got the confirmation with him that with his even very busy task or busy of his life, he accepted to be, you know, to have another interview with him on very soon. And also another unique world achiever from different, totally different direction, Mr. Ferry Bors Sahba. He is the architect, and he's been recognized, his work has been recognized and rewarded in the world. And please visit his site, Sahba, S-A-H-B-A. If you, this is his last name, if you check his name on the YouTube, he has humongous of his work downloaded for the public, and is not recent. It has been done long time ago. And anytime, at any age, when you reach out, you become another individual. I speak for myself. I think, well, I'm growing again. I learned so much. And it's fascinating that he accepted to have an interview with him. And it's such a privilege for me that he is, we are going to take the place to make arrangements, actually with the timing, basically. And he accepted this interview to be taken because of the special location, because of you, a student of Simon Fraser University. You are all shining in the world. Please accompany me for the next following one, that the interview will take a place by Mr. Faribor Sahba, and he's the architect and he's world achiever, and his significant topic for his work, one of his work would be Lotus is the worship, is located in India, New Delhi. Please check on your YouTube. And another, his significant work was at Taj Mahal, Taj Mahal Garden.
Wow.
The garden has been done by him, and he is being selected, appointed among many applicants from that regard.
Amazing.
So, however, I am just making you ready that I am just so privileged to have some unique individual in regard of the, you know, regardless of their education, their experience, and he is one of the kind that he's so humble, he didn't want to speak anything about him, that I had to argue about him. I said, Mr. Sahba, but you are the architect. I have to introduce who you are. And he turned back, he said, but I don't want to be the subject. The subject I want to be for the cause that he finished. He is that humble. So we are very privileged to have the individual among us that with his education, he brings humanitarian of the thoughts and action and give it back to the society, give it back to the universe and give it back to the mankind.
Wow.
Thank you very much for having me. It's always such a pleasure. And the healing and the empowering my energy so I can fly. Please join me on the flying on this journey.
Yeah, for sure we shall. We thank you for really empowering us and bringing this wonderful
news.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome to speak to this wonderful person and help us to be encouraged and be empowered to look towards humanity, the growth of humanity, and just reach for our own empowerment, for our own human rights and justice across the world. It's going to be amazing. And thank you for all your hard work that you do for Eagle Nation and bringing all these world achievers. It's just a blessing, an honor, and a privilege that you bring all these wonderful people to our program. We also thank Magnus, we thank Jesse, we thank Conovar, we thank Jujul, we thank Chris, all these wonderful people here.
It's a whole team.
Yeah, it's a big, huge team effort at CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station here up at Simon Fraser University. So we really appreciate you, and we're going to have to thank you and say bye for now, and just have a wonderful week and weekend.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me. Thank you kindly.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye for now.
Bye for now.
Yes, bye-bye now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady Fahima. And we're going to wrap up our program. Stay tuned to listen to Jacob and his arts I can't remember the name of his station, but he's coming up next in a couple of hours. So we're going to end our program with a song from Foggy Mountain Spaceship and their song Linus and Lucy. And everybody out there can guess who these guys are playing
for.
Who
these characters are.
Yeah. So enjoy, everyone. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, to listen to Free Voices.
Enjoy the rest of your beautiful day.
All right. Bye for now, everyone.